As a Muslim minister, my own outlook on war and violence is well known by now. And I would like to say that the number one greeting in my faith is peace, and that is Assalamu alaikum, which means may peace be unto you. There have been many questions put to me why I refuse to be inducted into the United States Army, especially as some have pointed out, many have pointed out, when not taking the step, I will lose so much. And I would like to say to those of the press and those of the people who think that I lost so much by not taking the step, I would like to say that I did not lose a thing up until this very moment. I haven't lost one thing. I have gained a lot. Number one, I have gained a peace of mind. I have gained a peace of heart. I now know that I'm in content with Almighty God Himself, whose proper name is Allah. I have also gained the respect of everyone here today. I have not only gained the respect of everyone here today, but worldwide I have gained the respect. People all over the world. And by taking the step, may have satisfied a few people who are pushing the war. Even if the wealth of America was given to me for taking the step, the wealth of America and the friendship of all of the people who support the war, this will still be nothing if I am not content internally and if I'm not in accord with the will of Almighty Allah. As you read the newspapers and the press now, you see that I am now in court. I am in court seeking justice under the laws of the land. In this country, the United States of America, ministers are exempt from the armed services. And if they choose, I am a Muslim minister and a teacher of the religion of Islam. It has been said that I have two alternatives, either go to jail or go to the army. But I would like to say that there is another alternative, and that alternative is justice. And if justice prevails, I will neither go to the army nor will I go to jail. They say that actually every time that I enter the ring, in a way, I'm going to war. They say to me daily, "You are a prize fighter. What's the difference?" And I like to say to those critics of the press and to the others that there is one hell of a lot of difference in fighting in the rain and going to war in Vietnam. Boxing is nothing like going to war with machine guns, bazookas, hand grenades, bomber airplanes. My intention is to box to win a clean fight. But in war, the intention is to kill, 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 and continue killing innocent people. That's what the business is in war. I would like to hear this from you, and I want the world and the cameras to hear. Who's the heavyweight champion of the world? And I'm very pleased and thankful for being here. And that's all I would like to say. Thank you very much.